Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some Zinfandel, and all that does is make me a very happy man. I'm with Mila Handley, and I'm also with Randy Schock sitting over here. Randy, you have a spirit that is paralleling mine, so I think the chef's going to have his work cut out to feed all three of us.
Thanks for that compliment. I'll take it that way, at least.
Well, Mila, let's talk about your Zinfandel and your Syrah, and those aren't from Anderson Valley.
That's correct. We have Zinfandel we get over in Redwood Valley, and just to give you a little extra, the person who owns it is the health inspector. They're very close to each other. There's Zinfandel that's head pruned very high, and then there's Syrah that's overhead canes everywhere. And the Syrah gets very dense and dark, and we try to get some air circulation in there to make sure that we still have really that bright dark colors and really good flavors.
Now let's get to Randy here. Randy, these are wines that probably have low yields to them also, but these are wines that'll make you hungry even if you weren't.
Yeah, they're definitely good with food, good with Italian, different Italian fine bold foods. These are really big wines. Again, Redwood Valley is big, bold red wine. The Casmet Vineyard is a named after the two owners. It's going to be Neil Mettler, who is our health inspector with the county, which doesn't hurt to have friends at the county, and Lila Kazemi. So they've been farming in their family for multiple generations and wanted to continue on with it. So this lovely head-pruned vineyard right surrounding their house, planted about 15 to 20 years ago. So it's a newer planting, and so it's unique that they continued with this head-pruning method. But again, it's dry-farmed, which is very important to us. He's not organic certified, but he uses organic farming practices because his house is right there in the middle of the vineyard. So he really wants to keep everything healthy, but he really meticulously farms this thing because it's a family passion. Brings this wonderful fruit every year, and he happens to be one of our best customers as well, so that's not a bad thing.
Well, Mila, where are we going to go food-wise with these? I want to drink both of them together. They are just outstanding wines. Very different, but very similar in that they're beautiful with food.
Thank you very much. We really like to have food and wine together, but sometimes you just have to have it just to drink.
Well, we'll start out with that because Chef hasn't got the food to the table. Randy looks very hungry over there, so we're going to have to fight him for this next dish.
Okay, I have no idea what the dish is.
We'll find out very soon. Well, folks, we have enjoyed great food and wine here with the famous, and I'm talking all over the planet, famous Chef Luc Latouche. Luc, we have fans jumping in our laps here. We are now going to enjoy some food here at Stark's, and this is my old standby. The steaks I have pepper crusted and medium with a side of peppercorn sauce. And yeah, I know he almost had a heart attack here, Chef Luc, because all meat needs to be mooing. We'll get to his steak, and I didn't order his steak, but I will. It will be mooing. No, rare or medium rare, sir?
Well, I know they do rare, very rare here, so maybe medium rare will be my type of rare, I think.
You have a couple of wines that we have put with this pairing. It's interesting. There's Zinfandels from two completely different parts of California, not too far away from each other. And we have the Handley Cellar Zinfandel. And we also have the Belletto Zinfandel on the table. Compare and contrast, because they are different.
I think that as well. I think the Handley Cellars is a little bit more concentrated. It's a bigger Zinfandel as opposed to the Belletto. Zinfandel more refined in style. Personally, I like the more refined style, just like how French wines are, a little bit more on the fruits and the earthiness as opposed to the big concentration and even oakiness that we are not so used to having.
Zinfandel has to be Zinfandel to me, and that really is, any Zinfandel is my favorite. The one I'm drinking is my favorite, and I love both these wines and love both these wineries, and it's really kind of a treat to put them on the table with the same dish and compare and contrast them, because there is a range of the wine itself.
Yes, exactly. We have a really nice contrast, like you said. Now, going with the more spice factor, of course, that Zinfandel brings, it's perfect with the peppercorn. What I do like about Zinfandel as well is that you have a nice dry fruit, apricot, if you will, or stone fruit, that goes very well with the juiciness of the steak.
The steak is my favorite, ladies and gentlemen. Carl? Order us another round of steaks.